You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by Mark Routh, Chief Executive of Prospects Energy, to talk about some very positive numbers from the Selva Malvezzi concession in Italy, but also some very interesting regulatory changes that have really created a huge opportunity for the company. Welcome, Mark.
Yes, good morning, John.
Good morning. Let's talk through the activity at the concession, perhaps to start with, and then what's happening on the regulatory front that sort of accelerated your exploration plans going forward. Let's start with the operational performance.
Well, operationally, the operator's producing at a consistent rate of 78 to 80,000 standard cubic meters per day. That's giving us solid revenue from the asset, and it's just confirming that the first half of this year, we've been producing steadily, and the asset is performing as predicted.
So what's happened there to really bring that stability of production about?
Well, the operator's been monitoring the rates of the gas, and they've been doing interventions to check the pressures of the reservoir. The reservoir was shut in for 5 years since it was drilled, so the operator's being cautious and doing the right thing for the reservoir. So it's important that the asset is conserved and it continues to generate the cash flow that it does.
Yeah, indeed. Let's talk about that cash flow, because the revenues from your share of the revenues from the concession are ramping up, and the daily cash flows are looking very healthy indeed. Perhaps talk us about how that production is translating into numbers for prospects.
Yeah, well, the production to date is some 20 million standard cubic meters. So that's just over 7.5 million standard cubic meters net to prospects. That's generated a revenue of 2.6 million euros by the end of this month. So our cash is building steadily on the asset, but that cash is going to be conserved for reinvestment into the concession for future activities.
And I'm all right in thinking we're sort of talking about 6,000 per day in free cash flow, and that's really being helped by selling this gas at a premium to the title transfer facility. Can you explain sort of what that means?
Well, what it means is that we have a gas sales agreement with BP Gas Marketing. The price which BP pays the joint venture for the gas we sell is at a slight premium to the TTF price, which is quoted on the best thing to look at that is the ICE website. And that we've seen the price increasing in recent weeks. It was down at sort of 30 euros per megawatt hour the early part of this year. It's now 35 and heading towards 40 toward the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a very positive tailwind there. And speaking of positive tailwinds, there's been some very interesting developments on the regulatory front in Italy, where the concession is, that are also very helpful to prospects, particularly in terms of future drilling plans. Perhaps talk about some of the regulatory changes, and then we'll come on to what they mean for you.
Well, this is the most important thing about this announcement. I've been trying to get this news out for some time now, because at the early part of this year, the so-called PITESAI, which is the areas where hydrocarbon exploitation activity was restricted by the government, that decree was annulled earlier this year. but it was going through a political process, no, sort of legal process, really, in Italy before the effects of that cancellation, annulment of the decree became clear. Now, what's happened is the operator has been talking to the regulatory authorities, and they have now confirmed that the regulatory landscape in Rome has changed to the extent that the Ministry of Environment and Energy Security, as it's now called, is now actively encouraging onshore natural gas developments in its drive to fulfill the aim of improving the nation's energy security. What this means is that the regulatory environment has changed. So the ministry is now actively persuading the operator to put in the applications and permits and the environmental impact assessment processes to permit to drill more wells rather than fewer wells. We have four prospects, two prospects and two discoveries on the concession. North and South Selva are discoveries, and they just need wells drilling into them, but they're slightly smaller than the other prospects, which are not drilled yet, and that's East Selva and Riccardina. The regulator has said, put in the permits to drill the four wells all at once, because we can't have more than one environmental impact assessment ongoing per concession. So this is an improved regulatory regime, which is probably the best we've ever seen. So what it means is that with such a supportive regulator now, we've got the best environment in Italy that we've ever seen. So an approved production concession in Italy has now become an even more desirable asset.
Indeed. And in terms of how this impacts you financially, I guess in the first instance, it reduces the risk and cost of drilling these new wells. I understand that you can drill from a much better location than you'd perhaps previously been able to.
Well, yeah, but one of the largest prospects on the concession is East Selva, and that was almost entirely covered by restricted areas under the so-called PITESAI, where the hydrocarbon exploitation and activity was restricted. But now that has been cancelled and the areas of restriction are much reduced, we can now drill East Selva, for instance, from a location which is nearer to the crest of the structure that we want to drill. So we don't now have to drill such a highly deviated well from a pad some distance away from the optimum location. That means lower cost and lower risk. So, you know, this is all good news.
Mm. And just sort of looking ahead, you know, once these wells are drilled, you know, what can we expect the financial impact to be, the impact on cash flows? I think you refer in the statement to the end result ultimately being much improved cash flows.
Yes, well, I'm not going to start speculating on what the gas price is going to be.
Indeed.
We get into the, you know, otherwise it can be caught out on that. But just in order of magnitude terms, the producing Selva field, the gross reserves in the Selva Malvezzi concession that we're producing from now is from a field which is 13 billion cubic feet. What we are targeting to drill with these new wells on the concessions is a combined prospective resource and contingent resource, and there is a difference in those definitions, of 88 billion cubic feet. So we're talking many multiples of reserves that we are targeting from what we're drilling now. I'll leave the listeners to work out the maths there, but we are looking for far higher revenues from the asset in the future.
Yeah, indeed, and you know this sort of significance, the scale of the resource that you're targeting, and the production that you've already achieved. I mean, this sounds like, you know, Prospect is becoming a very, very important for the Italian government in terms of its aims of strengthening energy security.
Well, yes, that's what we would hope. It was actually in last year or the year before, they changed the ministry from the Ministry of Ecological Transition to the Ministry of Environment and Energy Security. Now, that is a significant change in political direction from the top. And what we are now seeing and what we have experienced in the part in the early part of this year is a distinct change in the attitude towards the development of natural gas, in particular onshore in Italy. So that just means that if the regulator is supportive, and certainly the local people are very supportive because it generates jobs, and this is not an environmentally sensitive area, this is farmland which we hardly have an impact upon, this all gives it creates a sea change in the environment for developing hydrocarbons in Italy, which some punters and some commentators on the subject of Italy have told me that you'll never get anything done in Italy. But you know, that is not now the case. The operator and prospects are very happy that we've got these new permits being applied for and a different attitude from the regulator.
It's great to see. Really, obviously, a fantastically useful change in political sentiment there. That's very beneficial to prospects and a fantastic operational foundation that you put in place to deliver this. Mark, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.